it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Red Sox win the finale in Arizona, and that would not have been possible without Trevor Story, who joins us down in the Red Sox dugout. And Trevor, it's been a slog a little bit here on this road trip, and you guys have put yourself in a great position, but it did feel like there was real fight here and there was urgency, and it was needed because this feels like a big win, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's, September baseball, you know, it's never going to be easy. We feel like you said, we put ourselves in a great spot. The ups and downs of baseball are always going to hit, but when we can come back and win a game like that tonight after being down early says a lot about our squad.
Something about you in this ballpark, Trevor. We all know you made your debut here. You went nuts to kind of announce yourself. Great swings all series long. I mean, in other ballparks, twice you're going to homer a couple of times. What is it about this place that suits you so well?
Yeah, like you said, good memories, obviously. That always helps. But I think it's just great visuals. You know, you have that big green backdrop of the hitter's eye. Just trying to put the barrel on the ball and not do too much. I think that's, like I've said all year, that's kind of a good one for me.
Trevor, talk about playing behind a guy like Brian Bello. There's a guy that likes to pitch to contact, keeps you on your toes. Do you do anything different when you are playing behind a guy like that versus someone that typically strikes guys out?
No, you always try to stay locked in, but you definitely know you're going to have more of a busy night when Bayo's going. Guys like Hauk, Dustin May, those guys with the big sinkers, you know you're going to be busy, and that's the way we like it. Because it's, you know, when Crochet is throwing or, you know, it gets a little lonely out there, so you always got to be locked in.
As we said at the top, ground balls are more democratic. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, Trevor, you've been blessed in your career. You came up and you've just stayed up, right? I mean, you've had so much talent. A guy like Nick Sogard, I've said for so long, in a lot of other organizations, without as much depth, he would be a big leaguer all the time. And it's really, I think, quite cool to see him come up, get an opportunity, and deliver in a pinch.
It was huge. I mean, just such a huge, you know, two-out knock by Sogi. He's such a great ball player, man. And I think, you know, he's a grinder. He's one of those guys that always puts together a good at bat no matter who's pitching, and it feels like every good team has one of those guys, you know, and he's certainly that guy for us, and can play, you know, plays defense well, just an overall all-around good baseball player. Love to have him on our squad.
No doubt. We appreciate the time. One last quick one as we head to a happy flight. In the minor leagues coming up with the Rockies, did you ever play in Sacramento?
I don't think so. I did play there on a rehab, though. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
there you go.
I played there on rehab. Yeah.
Well, let's see if we can pick up three out there. Thanks so much for the time, Trevor.
All right, thanks, guys.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.